Hello, everybody. Welcome to Motherhood Relabeled, your weekly dose of making yourself and your own goals a priority.
This is actually a non-parenting podcast for all parents who don't want to be held back by the parenthood label. We believe that parenthood is part of us, but not the only thing that defines us.
We chat about all things juggling motherhood, business, and family life by pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones to pursue our own goals and hopefully inspire you to do the same.
It's a sort of therapy tool too, to help us and hopefully you become the best version of ourselves and therefore the best possible parent, partner, and friend. So let's dive right into this week's episode.
Hey, Tanya.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
Good. It's only Tuesday, not Friday.
I know. It feels like the week is still young.
Yeah, that's right. Still a lot to achieve, a lot to accomplish.
There is this week. Yeah, it's only the very beginning. So looking forward
How's
to getting
it going?
Started. Yeah, so far so good. We've had a good couple of days. Monday and Tuesday is always pretty challenging for me just with Toby being, you know, at home while I'm working. So I just try and organize things for him and mum to do, or if Joel's around for Joel to do with him.
That's so quite that distracting, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. Look, I like, you know, I manage and I try and lock myself in the room and, you know, just block it out when he comes and knocks on the door. But yeah, look, he's fine and I can still get on with my work. But yeah, it can be challenging at times. But yeah, how about you?
Yeah, it's been good. A few big things happening, I feel, at the moment. So Theo is gonna start with 4 days at daycare
exciting.
From next week, which is sooner than expected. And in the beginning, I felt a bit like, oh, he's still like, you know, he gets really tired. Like after 3 days at daycare, it's a lot. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure. Maybe it's too soon. But at the same time, I know he loves it there.
Yeah.
And
he'll
I
adapt.
Could definitely take, you know, do with a bit more time on my
and
hands.
Freedom in a way.
Yeah, in the freedom. That's right. Oh, and they take such good care of him. And yeah, so that's great.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we're also moving pretty fast now with our like whole property investment strategy. So we're looking at buying hopefully our first investment Woo-hoo. Property within the next few months.
That's amazing.
Already
just
looking
like that.
At a few. Yeah, well, look, we put together the strategy with our coach and there are certain circumstances that just mean that we have to move fairly quickly.
Yep.
But that's not a bad thing.
Like, no.
It, you know, when I look at the market, I think it's definitely a good time to buy before interest rates, you know, like start
coming back down in a way.
Coming back down and then house prices will go even up
further
up. So, yeah. No, it's an exciting time. I feel like a lot of things are, you know,
lining
moving
up.
And happening. And it's a bit overwhelming. I feel like in the evenings, I definitely feel like, oh gosh, my brain is
There's
fried.
No more. There's no more left.
No more power.
To give. Recharge mode on.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, actually, we're going quite deep this week, I think, with the topic that's both personally and professionally, I guess, we do deal a lot with.
We do. I guess we do talk about these this subject quite a lot, actually, in our everyday life. But I think the hardest thing is identifying and defining it for yourself.
Yeah, that's right. So we are going to talk about how to find passion and purpose specifically outside of parenthood, because that's, I think, you know, obviously, every parent is passionate about being a parent. That's like,
of course,
we
that's
have
a given.
To be.
Yes,
we have to be.
Absolutely.
But, I guess, like, what that's definitely been something that's been on my mind for the past few months is to just, you know, find something. Yeah, find myself again.
Yes.
Find something that lights me up, like interests. Mm. You know, that keep me stimulated, because I did definitely feel that. During mat leave, as overstimulating as it is, it's also very, you know,
monotonous.
That's right. Like, and just
the same kind of stimulation.
I don't want to use the word boring because that's too negative. You're not bored.
No.
It's just you're not very intellectually stimulated either.
Yeah.
And I definitely missed that part. So.
Yeah, for sure. Why do you think it's important for you to have a sense of purpose in life?
I think it's just a way of sense checking, you know, when you make decisions or when you move forward with your decisions in life, like to see whether that's aligned to your purpose. And the thing is with what's your purpose, I think it's a very, it's a daunting question for most people, because people feel like, I don't know this. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's, you know, it's quite an overwhelming question. But I think for me, I struggled with that question myself for many years, where I wasn't quite clear on what my purpose was. But the reality is, I think, we can have many purposes. Like, for instance, my purpose as a mother is different to my purpose as a business owner versus a partner. You know, again,
there's not one sole purpose.
That's right.
You,
I mean, there's maybe like a guiding principle or, you know, values I live by that kind of underpin my personality, I guess. But yeah, I think, you know, removing this like heavy weight that people attach to the meaning of purpose, that it has to be this like
be all and end all statement that, you know, this is what you're here for on this earth.
Totally.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't get me wrong, some people have that and that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
But I also then think purpose evolves over time. It evolves with you as a person.
And also the various roles that you play in your life, it you know, can evolve, you know, for various reasons, different changes that happen in your life and where you see yourself. Yeah, I definitely believe that your purpose can change.
Why. Look, I think there's a core, something in you that's like a fundamental core belief or way of life, like no matter what you want to call it. I think there's certain things that stay consistent throughout life.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I think, we go through so many different stages in life, and I definitely think it adapts. But
Because I guess purpose is, it's to give you motivation, for me anyway. I feel like it's purpose gives you up in the morning, gives you drive. It's what makes you, you know, be excited to get out of bed.
It's the why behind the what.
It really is. And, you know, there's a life to live, you know, and I think there's just so much opportunity. You know, I was just always saying, I remember one of my bosses once saying, sleeping is for Sunday.
we have something like that in Germany as well. That's we used to say, like, especially as young, like teenagers or like students, we would go out and party really hard, but then we would have to show up at our like little side jobs, like at 6 a.m. and we would not sleep. It's like, sleep is for the dead, you know.
It's true. I mean, like, it's what life's here to live. So,
and then you have children and you realize, no, sleep is not for the dead.
We need more sleep. But no, I love that. And always, and I actually don't know whether it's actually Sundays for sleeping or sleeping's for Sunday. I mean, it's the same, whatever, you know, the saying goes, it means the same thing. But I always like that, because it's just, you know, get up and go sort of, you know. That's why I'm a morning person. I love the mornings and I love getting things done early on. You know, and I think it also helps, a purpose helps guide your decisions. Like you said, it gives you guidance and helps you make the decisions. So I think that's really helpful when you know where you're going, and does that align, you know, with your beliefs and your values. But also, I guess, you know, it's the motivation thing. It gives you a sense of fulfillment. You know, and it helps us feel like we're making meaningful contributions to the world.
Yeah.
When we have a sense of purpose, we're doing something for someone to benefit, whether it's, you know, the broader world or, you know, your family or yourself as well included. You know, I think that, there's the purpose is there for someone to benefit. But, you know, it also gives us that strength and determination to keep us going. And I think I often used to say, because my dad passed away a few years ago now, and if I was stuck or, like, you know, struggling with something and I just wanted to give up, even if it was in exercise or whatever it might be, I'd be like, just do it for dad. It would kind of just fuel me a bit and be like,
I get that. Tell myself that as well for my grandma and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, I think of Theo as well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes exactly.
I get that.
And even more so, like, now I'm like, you know, it just helps your mindset go, like, it doesn't give up.
Yeah.
You know, and I, and because I feel like it's, you know, then I fail if I haven't done it for him, for Toby, you know. So I like that sort of thing. But it
pushes you. Yeah.
Yeah, it does definitely push you. But, yeah, I think purpose is definitely important. I think, you know, I guess naturally we all have some sort of sense of purpose, whether we've defined it or not, you know. That's one thing, but I think we all know there's something
there.
That's
right. We can have a sense of purpose without necessarily defining what it is.
I definitely think so.
Or even I was thinking, thinking of it more so in the form of energy and vibrations of like, you know, if you can't define what your purpose is, you can still define what is it that makes you feel good? You know, what is that feeling? Like define the feeling of doing something that makes you fulfilled and satisfied, and kind of use that as a guide rather than, you know.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, because it is a vibe. It's an energy.
It is an energy. Yeah.
And the other thing I think is really powerful, like have you heard of the Ikigai concept?
I haven't. No.
It's actually a Japanese secret to joyful life. And essentially it's it's supposed to help people find their purpose.
Their meaning.
They call it Ikigai,
I feel like I might have. It's probably in some movie. Is it in like...
Oh, probably would
Eat,
have
Pray,
been
Love. Like I feel like it's in that
could
movie.
Could be.
I don't know.
Quote me on it. But... it's the idea is that your Ikigai combines what you love, which is like your passion or your mission, with what you are good at. So what, you know, like what you're naturally like, don't want to say talent, but like, you know, something that you're good at as well.
Yeah.
Plus what you could professionally do, as in what you could get paid for, and then what
that's
the world
cool.
needs. And, you know, in the middle of those four different components is what, lies the Ikigai, which
that's
is
cool.
essentially like, you know, the meaning of your life.
I'm looking at a Venn diagram that Vanessa's just pulled up, and I feel like you need to share this in the show notes because I feel like it will make more sense. But it's really
it's
cool.
It's hard to explain.
Because it's just essentially the Ikigai is in the middle of this Venn diagram and four other circles around it make it up of your passion, your mission, your vocation and your profession. And it's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway,
awesome.
Check it out.
And I think, sometimes, you know, it's good to write those four things down and see where it leads you.
Definitely.
And sometimes
I feel like I want to do that.
Find
now.
An answer, or you might not. But at the same time.
Even like if you feel stuck, hey, like, you know, if you ever feel like, you know, what am I doing? Where do I want to go? Even if it's a career change or, you know, because a lot of people do go through that point of, you know, is this what I really want to be doing with my life? Like, you know, after having a kid, you know, lots of people do rethink their jobs and often do change because they found their
100%.
Ikigai.
Totally. No, but that's true. I think the postpartum period is an excellent moment to kind of redo
reflection.
That. Yeah, moment of reflection or to do this sort of exercise
Kind
of just find.
Love that.
Find, because passion is a funny one, right? I think, purpose and passion, they're kind of linked for me, but they're also not the same.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like your
purpose is your why.
Yeah.
Like the fundamental
reason.
That's
right. But it's not always passion. Like, you know, for instance, like my purpose, if it's more of like a guiding principle, then that will help me go through tough times as well, you know, or get back up when, you know, I don't want to, or do something I don't want to be doing. So it's not necessarily about passion in that sense. But at the same time, I like to think, you know, I want to wake up with a sense of purpose and passion to do what I love.
Yeah.
So it's kind of,
I guess,
you know,
passion's like where your energy goes, isn't it? Passion's where your energy goes.
I like that.
And your purpose, I mean, it's essentially your why. I want to make it into some other little phrase where your energy flows, but maybe it is a bit of that.
I also like to think of, you know, I know we do this for brands all the time, but it also does really help to do this for yourself. is to think of your vision as your goal, then the mission of like how you want to get there, and the purpose is the why. Mm.
Yeah, that's right. So the vision is your what.
That's right.
What do you want to see your future
being? Right.
Then your mission is your how you're going to get there.
That's right.
By da-da-da-da.
That's like, right.
Whatever it is. And then your why is your fundamental reason for doing what you do.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, it's definitely tough, like, doing it for yourself.
Totally. Have you found yours?
I struggle all the time when I think about this sort of thing, even for, for the business. Like, we kind of have defined it for the business, but we're sort of, I guess we're tweaking words a little bit just to refine it more so. But for Et Collective, we came up with, our fundamental purpose is to help people. And, that's to make businesses better, futures brighter and people happier. I think that's people happier, meaning, that's employees, it's like business owners, it's, everybody who
are touched by the
brands that we work with. And then Futures Brighter, obviously, that's just, helping them realize their vision.
Yeah.
And then, business is better, just a thriving business. Yeah. So we want people to succeed. So I feel like that kind of sums up what we do in terms of purpose. But, we're still tweaking that and making sure that that's, what we all believe, I guess, or at least Elsa and I believe. But we definitely believe, the fundamental reason we do what we do is to help.
Yeah.
To help people. So we're still crafting that. But for me, I think – I'm not sure if I've necessarily found my purpose. But I'd like to think that my purpose is to use my creativity.
Yeah. I love that.
And my can-do attitude to help, and inspire and, uplift others to make a positive impact
that
in their lives.
That is amazing. I love that. And you know what? That really sums you up to a tea.
I was like, I've never really thought about it. But, yeah, it is actually using my creativity to be able to inspire people.
Is interesting because I have a very similar purpose. And again, I think it's work in progress for me too. Mm-hmm. And I always struggle a lot. So the other day I had this epiphany where I was, I've actually been journaling on it quite a lot, but purpose also for me is linked to some sort of point of difference, what makes you different from the others, and I was thinking about it a lot. And I think, no matter what I think of doing, whether it's anything I touch in my life, whether it's hobbies, passions, work, friendships, I think
it's uplifting.
My purpose is to inspire others with my energy.
Yeah, I love it.
Because I remembered my mum, she told me that when I was in school, primary school, my teachers would give her, how they give feedback to parents and stuff. And my mom, she said she was speechless, with the feedback she got from my teachers, in the sense that my teacher basically said to her, Vanessa's like the sunshine that, every morning all of the teachers we're waiting for the bus to come, for the door to open, for her to come out and just light us all up with her sunshine energy.
It's so true. It gives me goosebumps. I love that so much. I want to be sunshine.
And I don't know, she was my mom is kind of if you know her now, God, I love her to bits, but she can be quite a bit of a cynical, negative person. I think life has kind of made her into this. And
I think the generation, right? I think the generation is like this.
But she was you should have seen just her face, when she told me that story, as in can't believe you're my daughter, with this sunshine energy.
Love it.
Anyway, it's a bit cheesy, but at the same time, I really do believe that's what I am, and that's fundamentally at the core of who I am and how I can make a positive impact on others. People.
Absolutely. And I think I feel it, and that's why I think that I love being in your energy, because I feel like I thrive when I have people who, radiate that sort of same amount of energy and are on the same vibration, I guess they call it.
That's right.
But, I love that. And that's what lifts me up and inspires me. And, you know, and then on the other hand, like when I'm surrounded by people who don't have that energy, it really drains me.
Yeah.
Like, and I just get grumpy and really annoyed and I'm in a rut.
Mm.
But when I, you know, have those people who really lift you up and actually inspire you or inspire me, you know, I really feel that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love that. You're sunshine. And I think I might, I think I'm sure I've said it to you before. You're like a ray of sunshine.
So. Yeah, no, so definitely.
I was on the money.
Yeah, totally. And I think I've lost that for a while. You know, like just, yeah, you go through stages in life, like you just, where it's you just
it's a little bit more dimmed, maybe, but it's still there. Maybe a bit more dimmed.
It's, that's, I seriously believe it's at my core.
Yeah, I love that.
So I think, yeah.
That's nice.
I think it might, my missions and stuff like
nice.
Will evolve over time, but that's definitely at my core purpose of who I am as love a person. That. And that's why I also think sometimes purpose can be a bit more broad like this.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be like super specific about, like, I think some people have very specific purposes. Like, I'm here on this earth to solve X problem. Yes,
exactly.
Know?
That's right.
Whatever.
That's very true.
Great.
And I think that's,
but it doesn't have to be, though. It doesn't have to be this specific. You know, it can be be a bit broad. I think it's about finding out, what makes you you at the core.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love the sunshine.
Oh, seriously, like so when funny. I think about it, like it makes me quite emotional because, as I said, the way my mom talks about it, like the fact that, you know, the other thing my teacher said as well to my mom, what also led me to this purpose, like she said, whatever Vanessa can't achieve with her smart, she'll achieve with her, radiance.
Oh, I love that. Like. So nice. That's so cool. I'm just going back in my memory going, did my teachers ever say that about me? I'm definitely, I had some positive, you know, moments and of my schooling and great teachers as well. And I think it's those sort of people that really lift you up though, right?
Totally.
Like when they recognize those.
But imagine
qualities.
Like I'm sitting here right now, I'm 34 years old. And I'm reciting my, you know, what my primary school teacher said to my mother. So the impact that had on me.
Absolutely.
Now sitting here today to say, well,
you
this
live
is
up
the
to
core
it.
Yeah. of who I am. Like, that's pretty powerful.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
You know?
And that just shows, like, the impact that teachers, and we're so grateful for anyone who's a teacher out there. But those.
Don't know how you do it.
Yeah. But just, that's like, how fundamental and how, you know, instrumental they are in young lives.
Totally. Totally. No, so
very grateful
for that.
Absolutely. And so what about, you know, your passion? What's your passion? We've talked about a bit of purpose and we can probably go back to a bit of purpose, but, and you know, the other types of
I guess my passion changed all the time. And again, I think I put way too much pressure on myself before thinking that I would have to have this, like, passion, like intense passion for something, a hobby or whatever. And I definitely do have certain things I love doing, but I also think like there are certain things, you know, it's about more about the day-to-day activities that light me up, that I enjoy doing, that I now see as my passion.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm a bit more passionate about my fitness. Sometimes I'm a bit more passionate about photography. Sometimes I'm a bit more, you know, passionate about
travel
exactly.
That's definitely one of your passions.
Yeah, totally.
Even though it's a little bit trickier these days, but still there
sleeping. What about you? What are your passions?
It's funny because I struggle with this question a lot because I always think passions needs to be a hobby too. And I have lots of interest in, you know, lots of things, but I think that my passion, and I'm obviously very lucky that my passion is linked to my work because I love creative problem solving. Like I love doing what I do.
That's pretty
and also
much
just,
awesome.
You know, like, and just the idea of like testing myself to see if I can actually do this.
Yeah.
And seeing what I can actually come up with. Like it's like this physical challenge that Elsa and I always talk about. Like, you know, let's see what we can do, you know, and it's like that fuel. So for me, it definitely just, you know, seeing what I can do within certain parameters but also the joy that comes with that process of how I get there. And that's why I love helping friends with their businesses. And I've got a couple of girlfriends who are starting out their own businesses, and I just love inspiring them, you know, because people always say, oh, you know, how did you do it? You know, you've started your own business. And, you know, obviously we were quite lucky and fortunate at a time when I didn't even really think about it. We kind of fell into, you know, creating our own business. And, you know, we were almost freelancers really within a business environment.
But that's right. The journey of business is exactly that.
Yeah.
One step in front of the other.
That's like, right.
You don't start as a perfect business.
No.
You build it.
The business. Exactly. You know? So I feel like, you know, I've been very lucky having a bit of a leg up in that sort of way. But I think it comes with the idea of where your passion lies, you know, is where what you're good at, you know. And I am good at
and
design.
And what you're interested in.
And what I'm interested in. I've always been, you know, interested in design. I've always been interested in, you know.
I feel like you would love interior design. Oh,
it's funny because I do love interior design. And I was actually, when I, you know, finished school, I was like, what am I going to be? Like, I had ideas that I think before maybe year 10, maybe I thought about being a town planner and I'm like, that would be really cool. And then I thought about being an architect, but I'm like, oh, I don't really want to study for like 7 years because I knew what the course was long. And then I decided, and then I thought interiors. I'm like, I'd love interior design. And then I then decided to do graphic design. And then I think the graphic design course or whatever it was, the Enmore School of School of Design. The course was full for that year. So I was going to do like a bridging kind of design fundamentals, and that would give you a bit of like an overview of textiles and interiors and graphic. In the end, they had a bit of a testing criteria where you had to submit a brief, an answer to a brief. And then I got in and I was like, cool, well, you know, I didn't have to do the bridging course after all, got straight into the design course. Yeah, and so I did my advanced diploma then, and I loved that. Like, my course was so great. Like, it was really hands-on and just learnt so much from, and obviously the teachers are, you know, out there working as well in different businesses as well. So I was super lucky at that point, and then, you know, was able to get a job straight out of TAFE as well. Very lucky at that point. And then, you know, you just learn. I was very lucky to have mentors and you learn on the job. So, yeah, look, it's very much fueled my passion in design. So that stems in many different ways. And interiors is, definitely one of those things I love, like, and I appreciate, you know, beautiful interiors and, you know, beautiful houses that I can't afford.
Not yet. That's
exactly.
The right attitude.
but, you know, like, yeah, like whether it, you know, even with each project that I work on now, like whether it's for a financial organisation, a superannuation company, a pet store, an energy company or medical company, like I just love the process of learning as well.
About
like I learn about
industry.
The industry.
Yeah.
I learn about the business.
I think that's one of the best parts of our jobs,
yeah,
actually.
Like nothing's ever the same.
We're
like,
always,
you know,
learning.
And also learning, I you know, we cross-pollinate. Like what we learn from one industry, we can apply to another industry in our design world. So I feel like there's lots of, you know, cross-pollination and learning that just happens naturally. But, yeah, so I think – yeah, work is definitely – it's funny. I guess that's probably from my upbringing as well. My dad used to love working, like even in the backyard. Like there was always something to be done. There was always something to be fixed. You know, and that's just – it runs in my family.
Yeah,
like working
amazing.
Is where people bond, you know,
that's
in my
wonderful.
Family. So, and I think it's just inbred that I love doing what I do because I see other people who enjoy what they're doing.
Wow, that is
Or it seems
powerful.
Like my dad liked what he did, you know. So, and he was just good at it. That's the thing, right? When you find something you're good at, you will succeed.
Yeah. Oh, pretty much. So I think when you find something you like, you'll be good at it.
100%.
So it's this cycle,
it's
right?
All part
like,
of it.
It's all part of it.
Yeah.
But that's amazing. And that also, that goes to show how important it is as well, or the importance of us parents being role models for our children.
Definitely.
To show that, you know, you should be doing what you love. Like, unfortunately, my case is quite the opposite. My mom always hated her job.
and look, they have other passions, right? And they have other things that they like and share energy for.
Yeah.
But
it does make a big difference on someone's life, like if they actually are fulfilled and are enjoying what they're doing on a daily basis. Like you must be like, of course there's stresses, like that come with running your own business and being a mom and a business owner. But at the end of the day, like,
you know, it's worth it.
You know, it's worth it. And you know your why, and you know that it still doesn't feel like work in that sense, because that's exactly it's what you enjoy doing. Yeah. So that's what I'm aiming for too. Like, my end goal is to, I want to spend my days doing things that don't feel like work.
Yeah, for sure. If that makes sense.
Because
Absolutely.
There's a negative stigma to work, you know?
Working to live.
Yeah, or maybe that's the perception as well I create in my head based on, you know, my family's history of like working. Work is hard. Work is, you know, like stressful. Yeah. Work is work.
See,
work is work, you know? So I think I want to rebrand that.
Yeah. No, it's true. I think you're right. I love it. Relabel it. Relabel work.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Like, I mean, so many people are looking at so many different avenues these days to make life and work easier. Mm. You know, and I think it is just about planning and having those things in place for your future as well, right? At any time that you've thought about it, which is now. I think, like, you know, you planning your future and, you know, looking for investments, like, I think that's amazing and such a credit to you to, you know, and being able to inspire me and inspire other people to find what else adds to your purpose and your passions. And these new things, like, that you've brought into your life now are your passions as
that's
well.
That's true.
You know?
No, that's exactly right. Mm. I think, when you take off that pressure off, I feel like the word passion has so much pressure and, you know, finding something unique or like this one thing you love and you're good at. Like, it's as simple as having interests.
Yeah.
I think that's all
totally.
It is. Like, people sometimes, like, we can overcomplicate things sometimes. I just love learning new things as well. Now this whole property thing, that's definitely, you know, keeping me business, like learning about launching a business, learning even like about launching this podcast. Like, there's always something new to learn, which I think that's what my passion is. Maybe that's my passion,
learning new things. Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
That's
like,
cool.
I just love
that goes hand in hand with your purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, inspiring others and lifting people up, and then
it's interesting
learning new things to inspire. Yeah, that's cool.
Learning new things to inspire. Mm. That's exactly right.
That's cool. Love that. Look at you
figuring out.
Figuring it out as we go. Hey,
work in progress
like
as
it.
Always.
I think so.
So the other question, I guess, is how do you find balance? And balance, I think, is a word we use a lot. Between, you know, mum life and your own passions and goals?
That's a tough one, because I don't think I'm necessarily a great person when it comes to balance. I struggle with the equal parts that I should share myself to, you know, my passions and my and you know, being a mum. I must be able to just know when, you know, energy and time is due. You know, like, I try and spend time with Toby because I know that, it's going to be good for him this morning to do something together, and then I'll get into my work.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll, you know, go somewhere quite new and different on the weekend. Like, on the weekend we went fruit picking, and that was, you know.
So fun.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I needed to give him some extra time and energy this week. And then I guess when it comes down to my passions, you know, I think I probably just need to know when to switch off as well.
Yeah.
And actually do things for fun. You know, like, and I enjoy my fitness.
Yeah.
You know, at the moment I do feel quite busy and a little bit stretched with all the things that I want to try and do in a day. But I think it just,
I feel like.
Yeah, it's just probably, you know, I don't know, I could try and say get up earlier, but I'm not sure how much earlier I can get up.
I can definitely not get up any earlier.
This morning I got up at 5, so
yeah,
I really don't know if I could get up any earlier than that, really. But, I just think, it's making sure that you fill those cups.
Yeah.
Those individual cups of, you know, being a mum, you know, being a partner, and being a family member, and, you know, being you. So I think it's making sure that you do spread, you know, it a little bit more evenly, and I'm learning to do that.
Yeah, I'm definitely learning as well. I don't think I have balance at the moment. Yeah. Like I have passion, I have drive, I have ambition, I have motivation, I have goals, I have all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have balance.
Mm.
And I think it will, I also think there's moments in life where even though I want to achieve a balanced life, like sometimes it's just not realistic or achievable at certain periods of time, you know, like for instance, right now I have so many goals and things, like I just feel like that's more important to me than balance right now. Like for a long time, actually, I've chosen balance over my ambitions. So for instance, during maternity leave, like it's almost like I dialed my ambitions right down. And I surrendered and I stayed there, you know, and I was like, felt very balanced. Well, I guess I didn't feel balanced in the sense that I was missing some other part of me.
No, that's right.
But,
which is a good feeling to be in when you're in that,
that's
I guess.
True.
Like,
that's true.
You surrender to the fact that this is where you are right now and your balance is shifted a little bit here.
I definitely struggle with that. I think always. I feel like whatever I give my energy or attention to the other, like there's something other part of me
suffers.
That's not, that's going to give or that's not receiving enough. And that's why I feel like I'm always torn in between things. And I seriously, like one of the things I definitely struggle with recently is just the minute I get up, like my day is planned to the minute almost, like, you know, and I'm just, I think long term it's probably not sustainable, you know, I would have to just slow down a little bit and find. And just, I do, as I think I mentioned before as well, like I do make sure that I schedule those fill my cup activities throughout the day. So at least I get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. I like that you do that.
But I just don't ever, like, I can seriously not remember the last time I just sat there and watched a movie.
Yeah, me neither. Unless
it's a kids
movie. I have a million
other things to do, you know?
Actually, funny you say that. I know, I totally get it. And I can't even tell you the last time I watched anything, like, on Netflix. Yeah. Or I literally just go from, I don't know, Wiggles to YouTube things, like Monster Trucks and Miss Rachel, of course, and, oh, like... And actually, funnily enough, last night I put on, I thought, I'm sick of watching all those kids, like, shows.
Yeah.
I thought, let me see what's on Apple TV. And there was a really cute a little movie, like a short film called Stillwater.
Oh.
It was like a Japanese kind of, you know, English, but it was obviously inspired by Japanese because it had, like, a panda in it as a main character.
Cute.
And these kids are like making a rocket out of cardboard, and Toby was so into it. And he literally just watched it like for, I don't know, 20 minutes before. And I mean, look, it's not great. I'm not proud of it, but, you know, before bed, because this is the only thing that chills him out and, you know, makes him calm.
Do what you got to do.
Like sometimes we read, and sometimes Mama doesn't want to read.
Yeah,
and,
that's okay.
You know, we just want to chill in front of the TV. So I was like, let's put on a movie. And so I sat there. He sat there. We put it on and he loved it. And
he actually, like, he has actually the watched patience it.
And
to
he
watch?
Had the patience and he sat there and watched it.
Look, that's teaching him something.
Yeah.
As well.
And it was
great.
Cool because the kids were making something out of cardboard. And it's some, you know, I've made him a little, you know, kitchen out of cardboard. So he can see that, you know, there's a connection with stuff being made out of, you know, out of cardboard. So yeah, it was really cool. I'd love to know what is in his little brain, but it was a moment of like, oh, this is nice for something different, you know, change of pace and not Wiggles.
That's why I think slowing down and just taking time to breathe is something I need to relearn a little bit, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like, you know, the same way, you know, I relearned after becoming a mother to re-find myself, you know, like I think it's a similar process. Like you just have to take the time to actually sit down and do that.
Yeah,
do the inner
absolutely.
Work, you know, do find time because, I think we all feel lost at times and especially the postpartum, the early postpartum period, I think, is very testing in that sense.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, you can easily feel lost, can't you? Like, you know, like you totally go, you know, what am I doing? Like, you know, I just, you know, what do I like to do? Is this me? Like, what did I used to like to do? you know, I think you can easily feel lost, but how did you overcome that, do you think, like, and finding your passions again after, you know, that period?
I think, yeah, I did a lot of, like, just, you know, reconnecting with myself. Mm. Like, I think journaling, long walks, meditation, exercise, just like really, and asking myself questions, you know, and like, I like to journal on questions because that really helps me to just, sometimes you, you know, when you just sit there and think, oh, why am I feeling like this? Or what, why am I feeling lost? Like, it doesn't necessarily come to you.
I
feel like when you actually put pen to paper, there's something that unlocks in your brain that actually all of a sudden you start writing it all down and it's like all there. It all comes out.
Yeah. That's so cool.
What about you?
I think it's something that we talked about along the, another reword, and that's the idea of reconnection. And I think when you do feel lost, you do need to find that moment to reconnect with yourself and reconnect with others. And others who make you happy, and others, you know, friends, whether that be family.
So true.
You know, and I know we talked about this the other day, but I love the fact that it's, yeah, just taking you back to the things that you love to do and just do more of it.
And back to the basics as well. You know, like, I mean, I guess connection is probably the fundamental thing we all need as humans. Like,
yeah, because we know that that's what makes people happy,
that's
right?
That's right.
So I feel like,
it's the best course of action. Best medicine for when
connection.
That's true. And I definitely like even or us connecting over this podcast as well. I think it has added a whole new level to our friendship and like what we want to do. I think that's a form of connection as
well.
As part of this motherhood journey.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, surprisingly, like, and not like, you know, in a bad way, but like I'm getting so much more out of doing this podcast than I imagined.
Yeah, same.
You know, I don't find it draining. I find it actually quite the opposite. And it really, it's kind of like an open journal for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's a time to actually make me think about
stop
our topics.
And think,
And open up, which I've never been able, like I've never really do, and I wouldn't never really do it in a public sort of sense, but I guess it's like our intimate space that then everybody else gets to listen to as well. But
it's funny, I forget sometimes, you know. Today I walked into daycare and there was this like new lady who had been on mat leave, so I introduced myself to her.
She's back.
And anyway, so I introduced myself and she introduced herself and we had a little chat and then she said, oh, how's the podcast going? And I just didn't expect it, you know, I was
good. She's lovely.
Yeah, it's going good. Like, it's fun, you know? Like,
you were like, wow.
Sometimes I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. People know about me. Well, it's funny because I even saw one of my friends in the playground the other day and she's like, oh, and Vanessa and Teo. Like, you know, I'm like, she's never even met you, but like, you know, like it's like people already know your name and
your
story.
Oh my goodness, that's
hilarious. So, but no, it's really, it's kind of cool, like, to share, and I can see why people do it.
Totally.
And, you know, as I said before, like if you can inspire and help other people with anything that you've learned.
You know, and because I came to that conclusion that that is my purpose, like that was another driver for me wanting to do this podcast with you because I thought obviously it's not going to resonate with everyone.
No.
You can't, you know, like that's also not what we're aiming to do. But like if we can at least inspire every time like we meet a handful of people with something.
Yeah.
Then for me, that makes me happy because that's my purpose accomplished.
Love
you know?
That. And this might be a little bit hocus pocus to you, but there's this guy that I used to see. He's like a counselor, but he also he's a bit of an intuitive kind of guy, and you know,
spiritual
healer? Kind of. Yeah, definitely. And so every now and then, if I felt lost, I would go and see Richard. And whether you know, and during COVID, it you know, went over Zoom and. I just, you know, I used to find him just super healing. Just if you ever feel a bit lost, like he would kind of give you reasoning as to why you might be feeling this way. And he does a lot of stuff on numerology and some people can take it or leave it. But
I'm a spiritual person, so I feel like that would resonate with me.
Yeah, I just became super interested in it. And obviously it explains why you do things a certain way. And I'm a number 8. And that means that, you know, he called it like, you're like the CEO of numerology, like you're, you know, the boss person, you know, but then you've got like a number 2, which, is this sort of softer emotional side. And he said, like, having those two numbers together, he said, like, you're like this, you know, I can really see you doing something with women and really being like a mentor or inspiring women. And I've even written this down in my book somewhere. Because I would take notes when he would write, because you couldn't record it.
Yeah.
But he would allow you to just take notes.
When did he say that?
This was about a couple of years ago.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And he's like, I can see you doing something, you know, really beneficial for women, you know, really something quite inspiring, whether it's just, you know, being a mentor or something.
Oh, my God. He manifested.
He did.
Well, to be honest, though, like, even at work, like, your business is like, you know,
Predominantly women,
run by women. I think, you know, you've done a few initiatives for women. I think,
yeah, there's a few things that
definitely
tick those boxes
on the money.
Sure.
With
yeah,
that.
I know. So I feel like I should go check in with him again.
Is the cherry on.
Yeah. So anyway, I know. Look, take it or leave it. It's it could be a bit of hocus pocus to some people, but it's kind
of
just
stuff.
Cool to plant a seed, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it kind of helps to just. Direction. Anyway, if you want Richard's number, I'm happy to give it to you if you ask. He'll be more than happy to help.
I would love that. I actually, I've never done this ever.
Yeah, it's really
But it's
cool.
always something I actually wanted to do. It's just about, again, finding a contact that you sort of trust you know,
him.
Where you feel
yeah.
like you're at least comfortable with that
Definitely.
Person.
Definitely. And I feel like every person who I've ever recommended to go see him, like, I just mind blown by what he knows and what he can read into people.
Oh God, sign me up. I want to see Richard. I feel like it's a good time to see Richard
right.
for me because there's so many big changes happening.
Right. It's just, I don't know. Look, it's just a sense of, you know.
But what
knowing
if he
that,
tells me something
Oh,
bad?
I really don't think so. I don't think he would. I don't think he would do that anyway.
Yeah. No. Probably not.
But, yeah, my friends swear by it. No, it's not. Like, I mean, you know, he's intuitive, so he does have that sort of, you know, I guess, sixth sense, if you like. But, it's really cool.
It's more about understanding yourself a bit better.
Yeah,
which
totally.
Which is essentially, well, it's what finding
really
your purpose
is.
And passion comes
it's
down
about.
To.
So, yeah, I don't know. I made me super interested about numerology.
Yeah.
And I don't really love, I mean, look, I would always read my like zodiac star sign stuff, but you know, it's only just for fun. I don't believe in it necessarily, but, numerology is one thing that I was like really intrigued by.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
To be discovered.
Yeah.
And maybe we can do a specific episode. We should get
totally.
Richard on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe
cool
we should. That'd be really cool.
That would be, we could do an episode on numerology with Richard.
We could. Should ask him. I'm sure he would be super keen. He's a great speaker.
Awesome.
You'll be
Sounds
in.
Sounds like a plan. We'll recruit him.
And he's like, you know, he's done lots of training for Beyond Blue and, you know, like he's you know, legitimately, you know, an amazing counsellor.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, there you go.
Well, that was an interesting chat about, you know, pretty deep topic.
It was. I wasn't expecting to go far and wide with that one, but that was super cool.
I love it. That's why, you know, those chats are meant to be like that.
You
don't really know exactly what you're going to say, but it just unveils like a lot of like deep thoughts.
Absolutely. It was very cool.
I enjoyed that.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in, guys. Yeah. And we see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.